Welcome to the My Thoughts series by Takara Williams. Don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Hey, you guys, what's up? It's Takara, and sitting here focusing in on my thoughts. Previously, I had written that I would elaborate on a verse from the Bible that I put up on my Facebook profile. And it's from Colossians, the King James Version, chapter 3, verse 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things on earth. Again, that's Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, King James Version. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. And really just to elaborate on that particular saying, set your affections, okay? We can agree that affection means feelings. And just to confirm and verify, I'll give you the definition of affection. A gentle feeling of fondness or liking, okay? Or the act or process of affecting or being affected. Okay, so you either have a gentle feeling of fondness or liking, or the act or process of affecting or being affected. Let's stick to the first meaning of the definition of affection. A gentle feeling of fondness or liking. So in that verse, what it says to me is set your affections on things above and not on things on earth. And when you think about things above, automatically our minds would set that to the sky. Okay. But before you get to the sky, what is there a layer of awaiting? There's a layer covering the earth before you can make it out into the universe and out into the sky. And it's called the atmosphere. Okay, so the atmosphere. Now, it has been known that what you put out in the atmosphere comes back to you. So if we go back into that verse of setting our affections on things above, and let's really take it for what it is, things above. Nobody has ever been to the sky, so we don't know what the sky is, but we do know from a scientific standpoint and from a religious standpoint, if that's what you want to say, we all can agree that there is an atmosphere that exists. Okay. So if we set our affections on the atmosphere, okay, whatever you put out in the atmosphere comes back to you. That's something tangible that you know that actually exists. You know, there are certain songs that says when the praises go up, blessings come down. Well, where are the praises going to? The first level, when the praise leaves your thought process or leaves you or leaves out of your mouth, whatever it is that you say, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. In the first place that a praise has to go through, even if you're saying you're sending it to the sky, your praise has to hit the atmosphere. And before those blessings can come down to you, what do the blessings have to go through? The blessings have to come through the atmosphere. That's the direct connection and correlation to setting your affections on things above. If you set it to that atmosphere, no matter what you're thinking, what you're putting out there, put it in the atmosphere, it's going to come back to you. That's good or bad. So we have to be very cautious and cognizant of what our thoughts are, what is actually inside of us. Okay. So if we're putting those thoughts out there and putting things out in the atmosphere, that's what's going to come back to us. You know, if you don't have to believe in God, Jesus, whatever it is, but you must understand one universal truth. What goes up must come down. And that we always thought of that saying in a physical sense. If I throw a ball up, the ball has to come down. It's the same way in a spiritual sense as well. Whatever thoughts we put out into that atmosphere, it comes back. Do you ever wonder how sometimes you're thinking something, you're so focused on it, you're thinking it, and then something happens that shows you confirmation of what you're thinking, it just came back to you. The song also says that there's a sweet spirit in the atmosphere. Well, where's the atmosphere? The atmosphere is above. And see, when you manifest what's above you, it comes back down to you before it even hits earth. So right now, we all can agree that we're standing on earth. That's a bona fide fact. We all can agree we're standing on earth unless we're in a plane flying somewhere. But for the most part, our feet touch the earth. So if we set our affections on what's here on earth, when we get lower than earth, we're at a core. At the core, there's danger because there's fire. Okay? The earth's core is hot. All right? So if you set your affections above, you're already putting it out there. And what's above your feet? Because your feet are on the ground. What's above your feet on your body? Your head. What's in your head? Your mind. So to get even deeper into what we're talking about, your feet touch the ground. Your mind is what leads you into everything, every bit of existence that you do. No matter what goes on with you, your feet are going to follow your mind. That's why they say where the head goes, the tail will follow. So let's start leading our thoughts and our affections. Let's lead our affections, because one thing that we do know, love is the only thing that can drive out hate. So let's put our affections, because that's a feeling. Let's put our affections up above and not on earthly things. Okay? You're not attached to the earth. You can jump and then you're no longer attached to the earth. But let's put it out in the atmosphere. Let's put those things in the atmosphere and see what we draw back. In order for anything to work, you have to apply what you're learning. And that's the only way that you're going to know if it works or not. So let's apply what we learn and understand this. It does take time. Okay? It takes time and you have to be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself. Give yourself the time to manifest what it is that you want. We have the tendency to want to have instant results. And instant results are a very small percentage. Those things happen at a very small percentage. But hard work, determination, and what's in our minds and what we're thinking, it takes time to develop that. It takes time to cultivate that. So if we're trying to cultivate and really manifest what we want in our lives and things that we bring forth into our lives, we must be willing to take the time and the effort to apply those things in our lives. Set your affections above and not on earthly things. My thoughts. Pay attention.